Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot going on. The understatement of the year. County Executive Rich Fitzgerald joining me. How are you, sir?
Good. That is the understatement of the year. There is a lot going on in so many different levels, nationally, locally, and every other way.
Well, let's address something that's actually very cool. And I'm not saying you predicted this, but you kind of danced around it because I'm guessing you know how these things happen. I got this info about an hour ago that the Wolf administration, and by the way, you have asked for this, I've pushed for this, they're going to allow restaurants to go to 50%. This is a big deal, is it not, Fitz?
It is, for lots of reasons, and I think a lot of it will be at least symbolic, where the restaurants feel that they can at least try to have more operations. And they've also taken a very strong step. It's not just going to 50%. They've actually asked for the 10 p.m. curfew to, you know, get people out of the place if they're sitting there drinking and for a long time. And then also the enforcement, or what I would call the good citizen, you know, where the good citizens, the good restaurants, are rewarded by being recognized for such. And the ones who aren't following the law, who aren't following the guidelines, just the opposite, that they will be put out there as well.
No, this is a big step. So I'm going to talk to Jay Costa. He's shown a lot of leadership throughout this at 11:30 about the semantics of this. But I wanted to make sure I got to you first. You embrace this idea, and you've taken a lot of heat, by the way. You embrace this idea, do you not, sir?
I do. But I also, you know, are cautioning because, you know, we're opening schools, we're opening colleges, we're opening, you know, youth activities, sports, football, all these different things. We are seeing our numbers start to go up a little bit, not like they did in early July, late June, early July. But again, I also worry that people now, again, are in it like almost a second wave of, I've had enough. I don't want to wear the mask. I want to get back to normal. We all want to get back to normal. We really do. And I'll tell you, one of the depressing things to me today was just the normal rhythm of our life. The day after Labor Day is a day in which, when you're driving into work, you see all the kids at the school bus. You see all the activity. They got their new backpacks. They got their new everything. And the traffic, everybody's back to work. That wasn't the case this morning.
Yeah.
We're still in this holding pattern that COVID has put us in for the last 6 months, and it in a little bit of a ways, it just kind of reassure, you know, kind of remind you where we are.
This is breaking news on the networks now. Pennsylvania restaurants can increase indoor occupancy to 50%. This is interesting. They'll be watching this around the country because I don't know if folks know this, but the restaurateurs in New York, they're shut down indoors, and they just sued for $2 billion. So again, I love the restaurant guys. They're my friends. You know this, Fitz. And they blame you and the governor for a lot of this. But at the end of the day, this is not just Pittsburgh, is it, sir?
Oh, no. This is a national. And again, what you're seeing across the country, places like New York, Ohio, California, Texas. I mean, we're all wrestling with this. We're all trying to deal in a positive way. And again, the message we're putting out, Dr. Bogan is putting out, wear your mask, stay distant, be responsible. You know, these irresponsible activities drive these numbers probably more than anything.
Hey, you made a couple great points. The colleges are kind of doing the freak out. They're shutting down. We're seeing this in college after college. I just don't think, and I read this in the Wall Street Journal this morning, and they wrote a column about this. I don't think, Fitz, until there's an effective vaccine that's available to everyone. I don't think it's going to be normal until then, sir. Do you?
You're absolutely right. There's no question. And not just with colleges, with everything.
Businesses.
With offices,
that's
retail, restaurants, sports, you name it. Yes. And even then, you know, when there is a vaccine, how many people, I mean, there's so many people in this country that don't believe in vaccines, that won't do it. So we've got a long way ahead. The vaccine is going to obviously be a big step once we get to that point. But, you know, yeah, this is challenging.
Hey, we discussed this before, and this is a difficult discussion. So, insanely troublesome videos from downtown Pittsburgh over the weekend, Fitz. And here's what I get bombarded with. This is a quote. This is what our world would be with Biden. Even though there are things wrong with Trump, I want a world that is safe, that honors my right to worship, protects the unborn, be able to tell folks that I believe in God. Blah, 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 blah. Here is a version of what happened at those restaurants. This is the world would be under Biden. Are you a little nervous as a Democratic leader that somehow, I'm not saying all Americans, but somehow Americans have equated this sort of outrageous violence in downtown Pittsburgh with Biden and his potential administration, sir? Are you nervous?
Well, I'm nervous about a lot of things because, you know, elections are always that way. But let me just say this.
Yes.
Joe Biden came to Pittsburgh last week and said rioting, vandalism, looting is unacceptable and should be prosecuted. And he's exactly right. If Joe Biden was in charge of what was going on, those people that went into a restaurant or went onto people's tables and grabbed their drinks and grabbed their food and grabbed their whatever – would be prosecuted because that's trespassing and it is unacceptable.
Hey, Fitz, I know this sets you off. We grew up here, man. We hung out in those streets growing up at Central Catholic and driving around. How do you respond emotionally? You're a big family guy. You're a businessman. When you see that in your hometown where you're a very significant leader, sir.
Well, again, it's unacceptable. When people have a right to go out and dine in peace and have a nice meal, and look, we're trying to promote downtown Pittsburgh and lots of neighborhoods. We want people to feel safe when they come to a location. You know, the irony is probably a lot of the people sitting there at that restaurant support some of the things that would be protested or talked about, you know, around reforms and such. So, you know, it's actually counterproductive, I think, when you start to do the type of looting and vandalism. And again, Joe Biden has spoken to that very strongly. He's not just in Pittsburgh, but he has said it again and again and again. Folks who do these type of things, who engage in vandalism, who engage in trespassing, they need to be prosecuted.
Are you glad? It might be a crappy word. Are you encouraged to hear that the U.S. attorney is involved, that the feds are now involved, sir, against these lawbreakers?
Well, look, I think we should bring all resources that are available to make sure that folks know there's an acceptable way to voice your opinion, but there's also unacceptable ways to act. And when you start, again, trespassing, walking into restaurants, going onto people's tables and taking their food and their drinks and throwing things and assaulting people, that's not what we're about. That's not what this country's about. So, you know, whether it's the extremes on either side, it's unacceptable. And for most of middle America, they're going to recoil and they're going to reject that type of activity.
We've been friends since we were teenagers, and I don't know anybody more honest than you. As a Democratic leader, there's no way in hell this doesn't scare you, because what it's doing, and this is stating the obvious, is it's scaring Americans into saying, this isn't what I want. Somehow Trump is the answer. Do you feel that, sir, that Americans are doing that? Do you feel that?
No, because I think when you look at the polling, it actually shows that most Americans feel Joe Biden would handle this type of activity better than Donald Trump. Donald Trump's about 20 points underwater when it comes to dealing with the violence, dealing with protests. This president has stoked this type of anger. We need to tamp it down. We need to calm everybody down, not throw gasoline on the fire. So while there are certain people on one side who might think, you know, that they like his position.
Yes, sir.
But quite frankly, we need a calming effect. And I think that's what Joe Biden is saying. Joe Biden is the only candidate in this race who has denounced both sides when they engage in this type of activity, when they engage in violence, when they in inflamed rhetoric, that type of thing. Whereas Donald Trump has only denounced one side of the equation.
Hey Fitz, you come into work every day, which I love and admire, because I do, and it's important to be in the office. You're like me, though. It gets you kind of down driving through downtown these days, does it not, sir?
It does, and it does on a lot of levels.
Listen.
As I mentioned, you know, today driving in, on a normal day after Labor Day, you'd have seen all the kids
right.
standing at their bus stops, waiting excitedly for that first day of school. And as the workforce started to come back in after, you know, kind of summer relaxation, it's almost like all of our rhythms of, you know, yesterday would have been the big Labor Day parade. I missed that. That's something I've been doing year after year after year. We've missed the 4th of July. We missed all the way back to Easter and St. Patrick's Day. So our natural rhythms of our yearly things that we do, you know, we got the Great Race would be coming, and just different things that we do as a community have all been, you know, changed this year or canceled, and it just, there's an empty feeling. It's almost like there's this year, the lost year.
Sure,
2020 is going to be this lost year where graduations didn't happen, and, you know, all these different things that we've missed out on.
How can we suggest that we have an effective law enforcement entity in Pittsburgh when we see those videos downtown and there isn't a single arrest, sir? How can we say we're taking care of demonstrators in violence when not one person was arrested following those incidents and the feds have to stay in? Are we effective in this community, sir?
Well, again, I haven't seen what the outcome and are there going to be charges that are going to be pressed. If there are videos and there are, you know, evidence of things, and it sure looks like it when you look at the Facebook videos and some of the things I think we've all seen, that prosecution does need to occur and arrests do need to occur, because again, we're a society that's tolerant of peaceful protesting, but once you start trespassing, once you start invading and taking things from people, you know, hurting, looting people's properties, vandalizing things, you've crossed the line. And again, as Joe Biden has said very strongly last week, looting and violence are not protesting, and they need to be prosecuted.
Protesters jumped the shark, my friend. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Fitz.
All right, thanks, Marty. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
I'll tell you what he did. I'm not campaigning for him, but he fought to get restaurants at 50%. Whether they believe this or not, he did.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.